Proverbs for the day, July the 2nd. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 12 to 15. We will pick up verses 10 and 11 as context. Verse 10. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. And our text for today's devotion ties with it, verses 12, 13, 14, and 15. The previous two verses are for this reason, verse 12, 2. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. Well, I realize the statement is a colon there, and it goes on. We're going to take today, though, verses 12 to 15. First of all, the believer needs daily deliverance from the way of the evil man. And, of course, we also know from the strange woman. This month, is on the evil man. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, etc. The believer needs daily deliverance. We need daily deliverance from the evil man in others. And we need daily deliverance from the evil man in one's own self. The world is fallen. We have a fallen nature. So not only do we live in a fallen world, but we have the witness of that fallen world within us. Romans 6, 7, and 8, those three chapters, of course, are classic on it. And there are other things. But the believer needs daily deliverance. It is essential for us to get hold of this fact. The believer needs daily deliverance. From what? To deliver thee from the way of the evil man. Now, the evil man and others, that is, we can pray that God will deliver us from the evil that other people do. And, it's important. It's important to pray. Imagine you get to heaven and find out what you missed out on or what you experienced because of lack of prayer. Can you imagine what might happen, what might not happen, etc., if each individual, which I can say it, you and me, would pray? You see, the believer needs daily deliverance from this way. And with that is the fact that the believer walks a narrow path. See, he says, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Would you picture this? Would you picture that you're on a path? It's a safe path. It's a holy path. It's a spirit-filled path. It shineth more and more unto the perfect day path. And the believer needs a daily deliverance from the way of the evil man because the temptation and the effort and the scheming of the evil man is to get the believer to leave the paths of uprightness and by doing so to walk in the ways of darkness. The believer walks a narrow path. It's easy to get off it. And yet it isn't. Now really, think about it. It's easy to get off it in the sense that you could be going through the day and someone could get your mind going down a certain track or a peripheral sound, a music, a song, a road rage, just whatever. And can get your mind going off that track. But to leave the paths of uprightness, for a believer, it's not easy. It's not easy. If we're listening to God, if we're listening to the Scriptures, if we're listening to the new nature. Now, I didn't say you're never going to be tempted to obey the flesh, whether it be any or all of those works in Galatians 5. I mean, the range is complete and vast. But the believer walks a narrow path, and it's easy to get off, and yet it isn't easy to get off. But it is possible to get off. That's the whole thing. It is possible. And that is why these things are written. Now, look, leave the path. They leave the paths of uprightness. And what happens? things get dim and get dark. I can remember walking a very, very narrow trail in the mountains of New Guinea with a national fella in front and behind, thankfully, but there was just one lantern. And if I stayed right there by his heels, that lantern would light the way and he would use it to keep us on the narrow path. And if you strayed off that path and didn't know what you're doing, you could stray not more than two strides, and you could be in a world of hurt, and you could be in a deep ravine, you could even be off the mountain. And when you're walking those paths at night like that, as soon as you got off that path, it got dark. And so our life can become dark. Darkness can set in if we leave the paths of uprightness. Because once it's dark, we walk in the ways of darkness. See, the paths of uprightness are that way because God is upright. And then verses 14 and 15, look at it with me together with this. The believer, okay, needs daily deliverance from the way of the evil man. And the believer walks a narrow path. So anything off of that narrow path, now listen, is the way of the evil man. But the believer has an anti-part. An anti-person. Verse 14. Who rejoice to do evil. Who is that? This evil man. Verse 12. This froward man. Man that speaketh froward things. Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. The believer has an anti-part. Notice this glaring contrast. None of these things are things that you would picture would be part of a practicing believer, a practicing Christian. So never be deceived as to this world and who it is, nor by their God, the God of this world. Notice he says, who rejoice to do evil. They make jokes about it. They laugh about it. They revel in it on Monday morning. They prepare for it all week, and on Friday afternoon they're rejoicing in the evil they're about to go do. They delight in the frowardness of the wicked. Frowardness is to be contrary or perverse or self-willed. And they delight in it. And they write stories about it. And they make movies about it. And they make films and TV shows and just everything you can imagine about it. And they delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked. Okay? They're crooked. And they are froward in their past. They are self-willed. Have you ever noticed how strong this thing of being self-willed is? You know, that one fellow wrote a book on the strong-willed child. And the problem isn't a strong-willed child. The problem is a self-willed child. Some self-willed children are openly rebellious and some are just passively rebellious. Whatever you want to look at it, here's the thing. My closing thought is this: the believer needs daily deliverance. Yes, I am aware that that was the opening thought. And that's why it's the closing thought for our devotion today. Verse 10, when wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee to deliver thee from the way of the evil man. Stay on the path. Help others walk it with them. Help others by being the shining light. Help others by taking the time to let them walk with you after Christ. Because the believer needs daily deliverance.